What is Farage up to? By Well Chuffed. Image. Nigel Farage with a pint. 23rd of March 2019. Copyright going postal. Many of GP's people who don't read the comments are kippers. They may not be too impressed with this, but I have to say at the outset I prefer Button to Farage, but he doesn't have the Brexit man's charisma. We see UKIP being abused daily by the MSM, and heaven knows some of it is kind of self-inflicted, but Nigel Farage seems to be getting a bit of a free ride at the moment, and this is what makes him somewhat suspect in my eyes. UKIP are still playing politics the old way, struggling to get a mention unless it is accompanied by an accusation of being far-right, Nazism, fascism, racism, or masquerading under assumed names. For heaven's sake, you don't have to look past the Labour Party to find the most disgusting antisemitism seen in this country since Max Mosley's dad was stomping around the East End in his black ensemble. All this from a tolerant party. The Tories are a rabble, more like New Labour than anything else, and the Lib Dems are their usual irrelevance. In spite of this, the MSM harp on endlessly about UKIP. The recent opinion polls have been detailing the collapse of the Conservative Party. No longer conservative, we all hope it is consigned to the rubbish bin, however much Jacob Rees-Mogg will cry. UKIP was on the up until Nigel Farage threw his hat in the ring, and is now reported down in the 4 or 5% range. Nigel's Brexit party is anywhere between 19 and 27%, all because the saggy cow in No 10 has failed to deliver Brexit. You Had One Job springs to mind. Bear in mind she may well get close to Maggie's tenure in office, and what will be her legacy, hopefully the destruction of her own party. I am aware of the caveat that the polls try to set the trend rather than report it. Nigel Farage had some serious advantages when starting his party. The Donald named him as Mr. Brexit, and his name is effectively synonymous with that word. Had it not been for him, we would never have frightened Call Me Dave into calling for a referendum. Calling his party the Brexit Party is a masterstroke, but that name will not last if we ever extract ourselves from the rotten EU. It looks like the Brexit Party is likely to win the Euro elections if they ever happen. Hence Saggy and her acolytes desperately trying to spin that her MPs need to vote for her crap withdrawal agreement so that she can claim we have finally exited the EU. Of course, that will be yet another lie from her rancid lips. Nigel is also claiming his party is here to stay, but if we leave the EU, can it still be the Brexit Party? What has Farage been doing that is different? Why is he not getting the levels of abuse that he used to get when he was leader of UKIP? Firstly, he is no longer UKIP. That name is a red rag to a bull to the three main parties. Secondly, I think he is doing a Donald, bypassing the media as much as he can. While the MSM are concentrating on rubbishing UKIP, their eye is off the ball. He is also holding rallies, but nowhere as many as the Donald did. Perhaps he is just putting his toe in the water. Maybe he is being advised by some of the architects of Trump's 2016 victory. The Brexit Party has nowhere near the backup that the Trump campaign had. Allegedly, the Donald had the NSA and USMC. They swear allegiance to the president rather than the Constitution, on his side, as well as a major part of the US military. No sign of GCHQ shilling for the Brexit Party, and we have to assume there never will be. They and the common purpose shits in the higher levels of the UK military will make sure they never do anything but the bidding of the establishment. What of the future? If the Euro elections take place and the Brexit Party wins them, what will it achieve? A shudder will run down Drunker's back, exactly where his spine should be. Maybe Nigel's apparent success will be used by Saggy to push through her disgusting one. That is my biggest fear. If the Brexit Party go to Brussels to hurl abuse at the EU, they will have more company than they used to. As for a long-term political party, they have no policies, but then neither does our present government. They are making it up as they go. They will need to find candidates for the GE first past the post constituencies, and Nigel has previous when it comes to choosing wrong uns. He even let Neil Hamilton into UKIP, and Neil's level of baggage should have automatically excluded him. For me, the jury is out on Farage. I am sure a majority of KPs will not be prepared to give him any benefit of the doubt. If he can get us out of the EU, I can forgive him almost anything, but along with many others here, I can't quite bring myself to trust him until that actually happens, and I don't include Saggy getting her surrender document approved as being any kind of Brexit. Copyright Well_Chuffed 2019.